So let's bring this up. I just did a teaching on it on my teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Jesus died for the elect. Who are the elect? The elect are those who know Christ by the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, repentance, born from above, walking in holiness and obedience, and they're enduring every day. That's the elect. That's who Jesus died for. You're not the elect if you love the things of the world. You're not the elect if you live in willful sin. You're not the elect if you practice and keep false churchianity, pagan holidays. Christ is coming for the elect. Christ is going to come and part the sky, and he's going to go to send his angels to the four corners of the earth, and he's going to gather the elect.
I have something to show you. It says,
what do you got to show me, young man?
The Bible states this way, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
But believing is following. Jesus said, you must follow. My sheep hear my voice and follow me. And when you follow a shepherd, you obey him. And you can't just read one verse. So you got to study the word in context all over. The Bible says in Hebrews 5:9, Jesus made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Remember your wife? She can't just with lip service love you. Does she love you with her actions? You can't just lip service with God. See, the church systems and your friends and everybody, whatever, I don't know if they are, everybody's going to try to tell you, oh, no, you just believe you go to heaven. Even the demons believe in Jesus. You think they're going to go to heaven?
No.
That belief is something, if you believe in Jesus, you follow. If you follow, you obey. If you love, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, if you are my friend if you keep my commandments. So belief is a faith. And when your hearts change, guess what? Here's a test for you, young man. When your hearts really change and you're born again, all that changes. You want holiness. You don't want to just get to heaven.
Sure.
What you want to do is please God. It pleases God. When you have children, do you want your children to respect you so much that they live in a way that pleases you?
Yeah.
Or do you want them to go rob banks and do drugs? And
no.
They go, Dad's been so good to us. He loves us. I want to please them. Not, oh, I think I can just do this much sin and I'll still fool Dad and I can still get his inheritance. They want to please their father. So it comes down to a heart issue. Salvation is a heart issue. And if your heart has been changed by the gospel and you're born again, you are ready to cast off everything. And I have to tell you in love, I see myself in you. When I was 18, I heard the gospel, but no one discipled me. No one told me the truth, the full gospel. Nobody told me the cost. It will cost you everything. Friends, family, your career aspiration. Let's say you want to become a world famous football player and you go, that doesn't seem like something Jesus would do. I'm going to change my life and follow Christ. So test everything that you believe and realize that Christ created you. He's the creator. He died for you. He said, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me, and they come out of the world. So don't just read one Bible verse to try to prove that you can live a worldly life. Read the whole Bible as an instruction manual. Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Do they have any instructions on the job? On how to do the job? Like what job is it? Can I ask?
Concrete.
See, can you show up and do the concrete any way you want?
No.
You got to have certain forms, a certain way ground. What if you just followed one of the boss's rules and said, hey, boss, I believe in you. I'm following that one rule. And you go, I just disregard the other ones. What's going to happen to you? So what if we just follow one Bible verse God gives us? I believe in Jesus. And he says, yeah, but I told you obey. I told
you
obey.
So how do you know that you're following them all? How do you know?
Be led by the Spirit. And the two greatest commands, ready? Love God. Matthew 22, he said the greatest commands were love God, love your neighbor. I love God by being out here today. I love my neighbor. And the Spirit is leading me and everything I do. Ready? So I'm walking along and I see some lascivious dressed girl. What does your flesh want to do?
Yeah, well,
look at her.
Yeah,
man. Oh, man, I want to look at her. But the Spirit says, that's sin. Turn away. Hey, man, I can go not go through that guy's wallet. His money's hanging out. I can go steal it. Run away. The Spirit goes, that's sin. Does that please the Father? So you know by studying the Word and comparing your life to the Word, and then also you know you're led by the Holy Spirit. See, your Methodist church, you're not led by the Holy Spirit there. You show up at 10, they do this, they do that, they sit down, they stand up, they do this, they do that, and they're out by 12.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And is that led by the Holy Spirit? No. If you and I were to gather and study the Bible, we might go for 6 hours, and we talk about all kinds of things, and we can sing, and we can pray, and we can study the Word. You must be Spirit-led to find the kingdom of God, not man-made ritual-led. And that's why we're against the church systems. They're rooted in man. Satan is the father of all lies. They're rooted in lies. If you test it, I have a 10-point test on my website. Look at that 10-point test. Judge yourself, judge your church body, and you're going to go, hey, I'm like that harlot bride that preacher told me about. I'm living in sin. Does God want me to walk in purity? And what's always going to be the temptation is to do the least I can for salvation. Right? But when you're a dad and you're a husband, You want to be the best husband and the best dad, or just do the least you can?
Best.
So what do we want to be for the father?
Best.
Yeah. So I appreciate you asking me that.
Absolutely.
Hey, you got my email.
Yeah, I do.
Any questions? I'd love to Bible study with you.
Absolutely.
I care for your soul, man.
Thank you.
All right. God be praised. That was awesome. That young man that Sister Amen witnessed to and that I witnessed to with his four friends, he came around and found me and asked me that question about John 3:16. And he got the answer that you can't just believe one Bible verse, as you heard. So, wow, glory to God. Got to witness to him some more. That was awesome. That's why we're out here. We're lots of people. We're sharing, preaching the gospel. Hope you're enjoying it and being edified. Gospel good news, lifting up Jesus Christ, the only way to eternal life. Warning our neighbors that wrath and judgment is coming. Coming soon, the wrath of God. How will you flee the wrath of God? Just believing in Jesus? No. Going to false church systems in America? No. Living like the culture? No. How do you flee the wrath of God? Jesus said, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repentance is change your mind about living life your way, and then you change your ways and you come out of sin and worldliness and the culture. What's that? He just asked me a question and he headed that way. So you might want to head down that way. Love you guys. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Come out of all sin. The Bible says test all things. And when you test the shed blood of Jesus, you find out he didn't shed his blood so we could live worldly. He didn't shed his blood so we could entertain ourselves in the culture. Jesus didn't shed his blood so that we could keep false Sunday religion. Jesus shed his blood to make a narrow way to all those who will obey him and come through faith, repentance, and the shed blood. Be born from above by the Spirit of God and turn and walk in holiness and obedience. Lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ. And endure and walk in the faith to the end. If you're not seeking righteousness, truth, and holiness, you're not being led by the Spirit of God today. If you're not led by the Spirit of God, you have no hope of eternal life. Test yourself to the Word of God, Jesus Christ, King of Kings. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. Even a diesel truck can't stop the gospel. Sorry, sir. The Word of God goes forth. It's more powerful than any two-edged sword. It is like in a two-edged sword, and it pierces, and it cuts. Are you cut by the word of God enough to obey it, to repent and turn and seek the kingdom? Are you walking in holiness and righteousness? Test yourself to the word of God, neighbor. Got a mission for you.
What?
Quick, go down and get the van. Come up this road right here. Come up right here and just whip it in. I'll back it in. You just get it and just pull it in here. Gospel good news, loving our neighbor. Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. What are you living for? Jesus shed his blood to make the narrow way. Jesus came into the world to seek and save that which is lost. Are you willing to confess and admit you're a lost sinner before a holy God? Are you willing to be transformed by the renewing of your mind? that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. The Bible says no man can serve two masters. He's going to love one and hate the other. The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? We don't want our neighbor to lose their soul trusting in themselves, trusting in man-made religion, trusting in the culture and flesh and pride and vanity. We want you to see who Christ is. Put your hope and truth and faith in this glorious Savior. He's so worthy to be praised and lifted up. Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 12 to seek ye first. Actually, Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Jesus said, and everything else will be added unto you. In Romans 12, Brother Paul says, do not conform to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. Are you willing to be transformed by the renewing of your mind to know the perfect will of God? Some young men just asked me, what does it mean to be born again? Well, when you're born again by the Spirit of God, you get a new heart, you get a new mind. The Bible says he takes the stony heart and turns it into a heart of flesh, so you have feelings, love, emotion, desire for the truth of God. You don't have that when you're living for the world or false religion or your flesh. Jesus transforms your heart, your mind, and will give you peace and hope and truth and joy. Follow Jesus, young lady. Seek him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. He is the only way to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction, and narrow is the way to eternal life. Few there be that find it, Jesus said. In Revelation, it talks about a great multitude that's in heaven. Well, watch out if you think it's billions and billions. A multitude listened to Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. That was 5,000 people. What is a multitude in the kingdom of God? It's a number no man can count. I can't count 5,000 people. Our Savior said it will be few. We know it will be few. Why will God, I asked four men a little while ago, why will God let you into his kingdom? Why will God let you into his kingdom?
Thanks for pointing us in the right direction.
Seek the kingdom, gentlemen. Seek the kingdom. Why will God let you into his kingdom on judgment day? You must walk, be holy, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can know the perfect will of God. Those four men just walked by and one guy said something I couldn't hear, so it kind of threw me off. We get to preach to them. We get to witness to them. It's been awesome. Glory to God on this day.